Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 hallelujah. I am so excited that you have decided to join me tonight for God's message, not Minister Valerie's message, but God's message. I am delighted that you're here, whether listening by phone, whether listening by the computer, or at a later time you download the archive. So we thank you tonight, and we want to give God praise. So before we get into the message, you know how we do it. Let us partake in the throne of grace. Father, we just thank you this evening. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit that has gone before us. We thank you, Father God, for each and every listening ear, Father. We thank you, Father God, that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Father, I bind and cancel every distraction, every hindrance, Father God, tonight concerning this message. I thank you, Father God, that the Spirit has already gone before us, preparing a way, Father God, and it will seal in the hearts of men. Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to continue to decrease as you increase in me, Father God. Have your way tonight. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We give you praise, Father God. We worship you, O God, in spirit and in truth. But, Father God, it's not I. It is you in me, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just thank you right now for this word. Can these dry bones live? And I thank you, Father God, for the spirit man being receptive, that the spirit man be revitalized tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and we bless God. Hallelujah. The message tonight is entitled, Can These Dry Bones Live? I'll say that again. Can these dry bones live? Take out your Bibles or your computer. Take out your Bibles and turn with me to Ezekiel. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 12. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 12. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it reads as thus, The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. And set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied, and I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel.
May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Can these, my brothers and sisters, can these dry bones live? To give you some background regarding the passage of Scripture, God opened Ezekiel's eyes of understanding. What we call nowadays, we call like an open vision. Ezekiel was a major prophetic voice during these times concerning the plight of Israel. This vision was about the whole house of Israel in captivity. A backslidden nation who had lost their king turned their backs on the great one called Jehovah God to serve God's stone, gold, silver, and brass, and so on. Turned from the God who used a man named Moses to deliver them from the hands of Pharaoh. Turn from the God who held back the Red Sea while they crossed over. Turn from the God who took two fish and five loaves of bread and fed an army. Gave them water from a rock. Delivered them from their enemies. But yet, they still turned. I would be inclined to say, right now I would call them dead men walking. The sad thing is, their flesh is rotting and decaying, and we are still asleep. Just like the children of Israel, my brothers and sisters, sometimes we're walking around in this nation of ours. We're walking around, but yet we are still like dead men walking. Romans 13 and 11 says, turn with me there, my brothers and sisters. Let's get some clarification. Romans 13 and 11. And it reads thus, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we have believed. I'll read that again. And that knowing the time, that now it is a high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than what we first believed. My brothers and sisters, the word is trying to let us know that the word is nigh thee. It's trying to let us know that our Savior, our Father, the Son of Man is soon to return. And God is causing us and propelling us to awake from sleep. Well, you say, well, Minister Valerie, I'm not asleep. Well, hold on. I'm just going to let you know what sleep means. In the name of Jesus, we're not talking about a natural sleep. We're not even talking about because we arise each and every day in the morning and we get up on our feet and we're traversing the earth. No, that's not what God is talking about. He's talking about we're asleep to the spiritual things. Because we have been disconnected from the source, we are asleep to the spiritual things of God. Did not God tell us that in the end of times, before he returns or as he returns, did he not tell us that one will be asleep and the other one will be awake? He said one will be on the rooftop and the other one will be taken. Did he say one will be eating and drinking and the other one will be taken? That means the one that's not taken is asleep. You're asleep. You didn't discern the spiritual times. You didn't discern the dispensation that we're in right now. Asleep. We're eating and drinking and being merry, and we're going along in this life as if there were no consequences, good or bad, at the end of the road. Those of us who understand that there is a consequence for living this life, we can either be rewarded or we can either be disconnected from our God eternally. Come on, somebody. I need you to hear me in the Holy Ghost. God is telling us to get ready for his soon to return. And my brothers and sisters, the Lord, he draweth nigh. And it is time for us to come out of our apathy, time for us to come out of our drunken stupor as we dance with Babylon. Oh, yeah. This earth, its systems, all of it's connected. Each part has a source and drinking from the waters of Babylon. The earth, its systems, its government, all of these things, its churches, all of these things. Now, hear me in the Holy Ghost. We're not talking about the church, the righteousness of God. We're not talking about us because, you know, we are the righteousness of God. We're talking about us. We're not talking about us. We're talking about the systems of this world. The Bible even tells us that they all have their tentacles in Babylon. Come on, somebody. I'm getting ready to mess up somebody's theology right now, because do you not understand, when we take the government's money, when we take the government's money, and there's a price to pay when the government is giving our churches money. There's a price to pay. Mm-hmm. That means that whatever laws of the land, we can't preach against them. We can't teach against them. Oh, we may can say it in our churches and hope we don't get caught. But when you take their money, their 501c3s, and when you take the government's money, that means that we now have taken from the cup of Babylon. My brothers and sisters, it's deeper than what we think. It's deeper than what we can. You got to ask God to open your eyes of understanding. You got to ask God to open your eyes in revelatory knowledge. You got to ask God for the spirit of wisdom. Because we don't want to get caught continually taken from Babylon. Glory to God. Not an artificial source. Awaken, come out of her. Just like the Lord delivered the children of Israel from Pharaoh's Babylonian system, so is his desire to deliver us, my brothers and sisters. But we must be connected to the right source, not a source. That's why I ministered a message on one time, and I talked about, when we talked about the spirit, and we want to say the spirit all the time, and I said, well, you know, there's many types of spirits. There's many types of spirits, so therefore we must be careful of what we talk about when we talk about spirits. We must be mindful of the fact that there's different spirits. So I call upon the Holy One. I call upon the Holy Spirit when I talk about spirits. We want the Holy Spirit, not just a spirit. Come on, somebody. Ezekiel saw, when God opened his spiritual eyes, he saw bones scattered everywhere, and they had been there for a very long time. Not only had they been there for a very long time, but they're dry and they're dead. Come on, somebody. They were, and not only were they dried and dead, but they were in a particular place. The Bible calls it what? The Valley of Dry Bones. Now, when we think of a valley in the English language, it means a low area of land between hills or mountains, typically with a river or a stream flowing through it. When we think of a valley, that's what we typically think of. But when you look at it from the original text, a valley is a place of profane worship, where worship is falsified and profane, not giving God his worship in spirit and in truth, but falsified because they were disconnected from the source. My brothers and sisters, dead men walking are alive among us. And they don't even realize that they have dried up inside. Come on, somebody. Let me give you an example. It's just like a demon. We know that a demon is a soulless creature. But he cannot thrive and move about unless he has a body to do his bidding. The demon has now possessed the body and having it to do what it wants to do when it wants to do it. The demon is walking now, right? It's talking now, right? But the insides of the individual are dead, hollowed up, dried up inside. And not only that, this is what God talks about, being turned over to a reprobate mind. Come on, somebody. When we are disconnected from God, the source, the true vine, the branch is who we are. We're flourishing. We're bright. We're doing things kingdom-mindedly. We try to suppress the flesh. We try to keep that at bay. We allow the Spirit of God to have rule and reign. That's when we're connected. But when we're turned over to a reprobate mind, a mind that just feeds on sinful lusts and pleasures, a mind focused on what? Drugs and sex and alcohol. Many women and many men are drunk in life but already dead. Don't even realize. We disconnected from the source. This was the children of Israel going along, eating and drinking and being merry, serving other gods, wooden, golden, brass, whatever it was, orgies, all kind of stuff, all kind of lasciviousness going on. We have that right here today, my brothers and sisters. Right here today, a bunch of dead men walking disconnected from the source. He continually called Moses unto himself and gave him instructions to pass along to the people. See, God will never leave us just by and by. He's going to always, the word tells us, he will give a warning before the storm. God always prepared his people with a warning. He sent a prophet to tell. He sent a prophet to decree and declare what thus saith the Lord. He'll never leave you where you say, well, I didn't know. I didn't know about that. He'll always send a warning before destruction. He continually called Moses unto himself and gave him instructions to pass along to the people, but they heard him not. They initially heard, but then they turned. Moses came again. They heard, but then they made idol gods. Moses came again. They heard, but then they made valley worship, profane worship. You know, my brothers and sisters, we speak of the children of Israel as if it was a past tense type of thing. We speak of them as if they were the only stubborn, stiff-necked people that no longer exist anymore. But guess what? The spirit of the children of Israel is still alive and well today. With all the mess and chaos and degradation, profane worship going on today, God is saying, can these dry bones live? The only thing bones can do, my brothers and sisters, is just exist. The only thing bones can do is resemble what used to be. Come on, Holy Ghost. Bones that used to be alive and well. Bones that used to be flourishing and on fire for God. Bones that were making an impact on their communities. Bones that were making an impact in their families and on the job and the workplace. Wherever you go, just like Paul, even his shadow was even bad. We need to ask God for an anointing like that. Now, come on, if you ask for that, that comes with a price. I'm telling you right now, if you ask God for that, that comes with a serious price. But Paul's shadow was so bad. He was that anointed. He was that connected to the source. His shadow was bad. Isaiah was so connected to the source that he can soak, put water after water after water, drench the logs with water when he had a showdown with Jezebel and Ahab when it came to the prophets of Baal and the true prophets of God. That's how connected to the source he was, that it had not rained. It was a famine in the land. It had not rained in such a very long time. And Isaiah prophesied, I don't care what you do, I'll saturate the logs with water. And I'm not going to do it one time, I'll do it two. I'm not going to do it two, but I'll do it three or four. He did it several times just to let you know there's no gimmicks right here. He was so connected to the source that it had not rained, and I don't know how long, but he called down fire. He called down fire on water-drenched logs. That's how connected to the source he was. Saturating it with water. Let me show you the God that I serve. Let me show you. Let me show you who I am in him. I had a friend who said, he says this. He says, I am in all, and all is in me, and together we are one. That's what God desires, the oneness. It is not his desire for us to be disconnected. Well, the only thing that we can do is just exist. That's the only thing bones can do is resemble what used to be. Let me give you another example. You start out with two flowers on a table. One belongs to God, the other belongs to Satan. The flowers started out looking the same, but the one connected to the source was receiving its proper nourishment. It was alive, it was bright, and it gave off a sweet-smelling aroma every time you passed it. People remarked about how beautiful it was. But the one belonging to Satan began to wither after a time. Its leaves began to grow hard, and the color began to fade, and it's no longer bright. And its petals are now falling one by one. My brothers and sisters, you can look at someone and see whether they have been disconnected to the source. Their skin becomes spiritually dark. Come on now, hear me in the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about just dark-skinned people. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your countenance is dark. Just like you can see a glow, you can see darkness on people. Something's going on. They're disconnected from the source. Something is infiltrating their body that's not like God. It's dimming their countenance. Well, I stopped by today to prophesy to these bones. I stopped by today to call our spirit man to repentance, first of all, and to turn from our evil ways. There is nothing that Satan can do for you now that Jesus has not already done on Calvary. Can these dry bones live? In the words of the great Miles Monroe, don't die with God's things on the inside of you. Miles Monroe said there's much potential in the graveyard. But what good is that? What good is potential in the graveyard? Come with me. Turn with me to John 10 and 10. Real quick, come with me to John 10 and 10. Ha, my soul. Ha, glory to God, John 10 and 10. The Bible says the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, what did God say? Did I call you to just exist? Did I call you to just wait for the by and by until your change comes? No, that's not the word of God. He says, I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Well, you say, Minister Valerie, how? How do we have life and how do we have it abundantly? You stay connected to the source. You stay connected to the source because that's the enemy's job, to come and kill, steal, and destroy. Bones in a valley are just existing. Flesh without a soul is dry. Flesh without purpose is just in the way. You might as well leave here. If you don't have any purpose, you don't have any destiny, if you don't have any get up and go about yourself because God says you need to be kingdom-minded, you might as well tell God to get you out of the way. Flesh without purpose is in the way. But flesh without God is dead. He said, come, that you hunger and thirst no more, ye which are hungry. Come, he says, for you hunger and thirst no more. If your spirit man is divided and you don't know which way you want to turn, God says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's what he said, did he not? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Glory to God. So this is what Ezekiel came to do. Ezekiel came to prophesy to the dry bones in the valley. Well, I come to prophesy today to our spirit man. I come to prophesy and decree and declare the resurrection in your life. That's what I come to do today. Oh, my God. God knows that I have such a heart for people. I don't want to live beneath my own privilege. I don't want my brothers and sisters to do the same. If we're serving the same God, but he says each man has a different measure of faith. He did say that. Now, that's where we differ. My faith might be where your faith is. Your faith might be able to believe for a headache, but my faith might be able to believe for the raising of the dead. Now, God did say he did give man a different level of faith. So whatever your faith is today, I need you to call upon it. Because you're tired of being sick and tired. Yes, you are. You're tired of continually every year dealing with certain financial issues. You're tired every year of dealing with relationship issues. You're tired every year of being tired in your body. You're tired of the enemy afflicting your mind. You're tired, my brothers and sisters. I stopped by today to prophesy to you. Can these dry bones live? And God says, yes, they can. Yes, they can, my brothers and sisters. I decree and declare over your life today that ye shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. You shall live and not just exist. I decree and declare that over your life. In the name of Jesus, if you thought you was getting away from God, I got news to tell you. You can't be plucked out of his hand. You can stray away for a fortnight. You can stray away for years. But God has a way of reeling us back in. Just ask Jonah. Jonah thought he was getting away. As long as time passed, he said, well, God will forget about me. God, I know I got a call on my life, but you know what? Just forget about me. Let me do my own thing. I stopped by to tell you, when you were created in your mother's womb, come on, Holy Ghost. He said, I called you from the foundations of the earth. I'm not letting you go. I'm not letting you go. So whoever it is, hi, basha, that's pulling on my spirit, no. God is not letting you go. You might as well come on back to the fold. As a matter of fact, you're heaping fiery coals upon your head because you're in disobedience. Do you not know that to run from God is still disobedience? Did he not say those that know my voice? Did he not say we know his voice? He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. Did he not say that, my brothers and sisters? Did God not say that? Glory to God. So we bless his holy name that his sheep know his voice, and a stranger they shall not follow. I prophesy over your life, your resurrected spirit today. In the name of Jesus, you were depressed, you were oppressed, you were tired. All of these things, you strayed away from God. You said, just let me do my own thing. This feels better because this God thing is not working for me. I decree and declare you're coming back just like the prodigal son. Just go on and get in God's face. Tell him I'm sorry. Tell him I repent, God. I turn away from that which is unclean. I turn away from that which is evil. I turn away from that which goes against your statutes and your commandments. God, I turn away. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life healing in your mind. I prophesy healing in your body. I prophesy healing in your children. I prophesy healing in your relationships. I prophesy healing over your parents. I prophesy down to the third and the fourth generations. I prophesy that God will have his way in your life and in mine, in the name of Jesus. Hamashua, he said, the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent take it by force. He never called us to be a weak jelly back people. Do you know in the news over here, that woman, the woman who refused to sign the same-sex marriage certificate clerk, not only did she go against what her job said, she went against what the Supreme Court said. Now, they done put her in jail. I saw it today. They put her in jail, but somebody is standing for righteousness. I said, oh, my God. I said, we need to have more of her. That's what God is requiring of us. Whenever God tells us to take a stand, you can't worry. Did Paul and Silas worry about when they were cast into jail? Did they worry? God delivered them. Did any of the people of God worry? Did any of the people of God worry? We can't worry about this natural life. There's a purpose and a destiny, my brothers and sisters, why we're here. If you don't know what your destiny is, ask God and get with it. Bear your individual cross and take the kingdom of God. Take dominion of what the enemy has done all your life. Had you on the run, had you fearful, had you sick, had you bowed down. Oh, Shia, I thank you, God, that deliverance has come today. Deliverance has come today, my brothers and sisters. Go forth in power in God. And know when God says, can these dry bones you live? He said, yes, they can. And you, my brothers and sisters, as of this day forward, are no longer just existing. You are now living. I'll see you the same time, same place, next week. Go forth in God. In Jesus' name, amen.